Binge the full week ad-free over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder.
What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
UFC is back January 16th with UFC on ABC, Holloway versus Cater. But before I talk about that card, which there's not a whole lot to talk about necessarily on that card, I want to say, fuck you, Disney, fuck you, UFC, fuck you, Dana White. The beginning of the pandemic, Disney raised the price of the pay-per-view by $10, right? Just as, you know, just as the world is getting shut down, no more sports bars, no more gathering. Let's just maximize profit by forcing people to buy pay-per-views at a higher price from home. More people buying it at home. More people spending more money on pay-per-view. And they're doing it again. After a year of a global pandemic that is doing nothing but getting worse by the day, you know, more cases popping up around the world. More places shutting back down. So Disney, which is the owner of ESPN and ABC, they are the broadcasting partner of the UFC, they are raising the price again by another $10. So during a global pandemic, Disney has raised the price now $20, and this will take effect for the next. The last one was the last McGregor fight. It's going up another $10 for UFC 257, January 24th, for McGregor versus Poirier 2. I'm not a fan of Disney because they own everything. I think it's wildly ridiculous that Disney is able to just buy up all of the entertainment properties. Soon, Disney will just own entertainment. Which is disgusting. I'm not a big fan of what they're putting out in the world. All their regurgitation of all their older movies have been horrible. The Star Wars movies have been, except for one, has been horrible. Just a big fuck you to and also, now that during one of the, I don't know if it was the most recent pandemic bill, stimulus bill that went through that has a bunch of other random things in it. It is now a felony to stream illegal sports, illegal content, which I don't know if that's targeted at the people that are broadcasting the illegal streams or if it's a situation where people who are watching illegal streams are going to be charged with a felony. Not entirely sure how that's going to break down, but Dana White definitely win at fans who said in disgust of the price gouging that he has surprises for those that will be illegally streaming. So I have a feeling it's going to be like a Metallica kind of situation where they will be suing their fans, which, you know, it's just the whole situation makes me not want to watch UFC fights anymore. I mean, they're making it extremely expensive to be a UFC fan. They're making it extremely difficult to be a UFC fan. It's not like all the fights are pay-per-views, but you can't just get the other fights. They're on, some are on ESPN Plus, some are on ESPN, which you cannot watch on ESPN Plus. This upcoming card is going to be on ABC, which they're all, yay, we're going to be on network TV, which I guess I can watch with an antenna if I had an antenna. But you can't watch that on ESPN Plus. So it's and Fight Pass, you can't watch most of the things on Fight Pass. So it's very difficult to be a fan. Literally the easiest way to be a fan of the UFC is to illegally stream it, because there is one source you go to. You know, there's one source. I mean, and illegally streaming isn't great. I've allegedly done it in the past, and I might allegedly do it in the future. We'll see. But because they are making fans of the sport into criminals, they're price gouging fans, I may not be doing this show anymore. I may not be reviewing, talking about UFC anymore. mainly because I may not be watching the fights anymore. Back when I first started watching UFC, I would watch the fights usually a few days after, on like a replay kind of a situation. So maybe I'll do that, but it's as a fan, I'm being, it's very, very difficult to enjoy a sport where, the fans of the sport are, being taken advantage of, during a time where Dana White himself said they saw record profits, during the pandemic. So why not increase the price and get those profits up anymore? Disney makes all of the money in show business. So why not increase the price? I find it hard to want to support either of them anymore. But I do love the sport. I do love a lot of the fighters in the sport. But it's very difficult to be a fan. So let's move on to the card that is coming up January 16th. I am a huge fan of Max Holloway. He's taking on Calvin Kattar. I expect Holloway to win this unless Kattar somehow outpoints him like the current champion has done, because that seems to be the only way Holloway loses these days, is if his opponent, you know, kind of slaps him in the leg a bunch of times and gets more points. So Holloway should win. It should be a fun fight, though. Kattar's, you know, kind of up-and-comer. Really excited to watch Condit versus Matt Brown. I'm a huge Matt Brown fan. Kind of both of them are at the tail ends of their careers, so it'll be interesting to see. I think Matt Brown's, I mean, he's coming off of a long layoff, I believe, due to injury. But I, you know, seeing Matt Brown fight in his last fights, I think he's still got it. I think it's a good matchup. So we'll see. We'll see. The rest of the card. Santiago Ponzinibbio versus Li Jing Liang. Joaquin Buckley versus Alessio Di Chirico, and then some other names I can't pronounce on the main card. Should be good, I guess. I don't know. I don't even know if I'm going to watch it. I don't know if I'll be able to watch it. I don't have ESPN Plus. I don't have Fight Pass. Not that I could watch it on Fight Pass. And I don't think it says on Wikipedia that it's ABC/ESPN Plus. So maybe it's being broadcast on both. But I wouldn't hold my breath. They tend to make it very difficult to watch the fights as a fan. There's no sports bars open in California because of global pandemic. Record numbers of people dying every day. ICU units full, people who are sick for either coronavirus or other things are told to stay home because there is no room in the hospitals, ambulances picking and choosing who they will actually go treat because there's just not enough. There's not enough. And Disney needs $10 more from everybody who wants to watch the fight. So fuck Disney, fuck ESPN, fuck ABC, fuck Dana White, and fuck the UFC. I don't know. It's going to be weird. It's been a break for a while from the UFC, and, you know, it hasn't changed my... I miss it. I miss watching the fights. I enjoy watching the fights. But if I'm going to become a criminal for watching the fights, if I'm going to become a criminal for being a fan of the show, I can't afford... Well, I'm going to pay. So let's see. If you want to be a fan of the UFC, you have to have ESPN Plus, right? $5 a month. Some of that stuff's not broadcast on there. Maybe you need Fight Pass also, which is another $10 a month, I think. And now the fights are going to be $70. So you got, what's that, $85 a month now that you're spending? Let's just round it up to $100 a month for UFC fights, right? $100 a month? That's bullshit. That is bullshit. But whatever. The greedy, the rich have been getting extremely rich, richer, more wealthy during the time where unemployment is through the roof. People are dying left and right. Businesses are closing left and right. But these motherfuckers are getting rich as fuck. And I'm sick and I'm fucking tired of it. And they're supposed to be allowing crowds, small crowds now. Now that there's the next three fights are going to be in Abu Dhabi. So, you know, when you're in Abu Dhabi, the laws and rules of things can kind of go out the window because it's a, you know, it's a place that just kind of functions on their own steam because they have so much money. So it'll be interesting. I mean, fighters and cards have been canceled left and right. I mean, not whole cards, but fights have been pulled left and right. Fighters pulled left and right because so many people are testing positive for COVID. Like literally like three to four fights every fight card, it seems like. But all of a sudden now they're going to start letting people in. I don't know. None of it makes sense. It's just clear that they don't care. All they care about is profit. They don't care about, like, if Disney actually gave a shit, they wouldn't have, like, charged an excess, like, this ridiculous rental fee for Mulan, which was apparently a piece of shit movie. They would have given price breaks to their fans. But no, that's not what Disney does. They charge a premium for whatever they decide to put out because it's got that Disney moniker in it, and they have such loyal fans that will pay through the nose for their bullshit. And not only pay through the nose for their bullshit, but somehow enjoy the crap that they put out. If you watch the newest Aladdin movie and you thought it was good at all, they got you, bro. They got all. Might as well just give all of your money to Disney, because it doesn't matter what they put out. They put out the biggest steaming pile of shit and charge you a premium price for it, and you will lay that down just because you love that Disney cock right in your mouth. But yeah, that's potentially my last UFC review on my show. But we'll see. We'll see next week. Make sure you support our sponsor, the official coffee purveyor of the Ray Taylor Show. That is right, people. Head on over to stationhousecoffee.com and follow Station House Coffee on Instagram. That is where you can get yourself some small batch, single origin, premium coffee brewed in Thetford Center, Vermont, and shipped directly to you. Let them know that I sent you to stationhousecoffee.com and follow Station House Coffee on Instagram. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every single day. Subscribe on IGTV, YouTube, and everywhere else podcasts are found. Binge the full week ad-free over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder. Buy Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. Follow the show on Instagram @RayTaylorShow. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!